Hello everyone, Annette Neta here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Annette Neta. Today, we're on What is a Miracle, and we're on lesson 346.
What is a miracle? A miracle is a correction. It does not create nor really change at all. It merely looks on devastation and reminds the mind that what it sees is false. It undoes error, but does not attempt to go beyond perception nor exceed the function of forgiveness. Thus, it stays within time's limits, yet it paves the way for the return of timelessness and love's awakening, for fear must slip away under the gentle remedy it gives.
A miracle contains the gift of grace, for it is given and received as one. And thus it illustrates the law of truth the world does not obey, because it fails entirely to understand its ways. A miracle inverts perception, which was upside down before, and thus it ends the strange distortions that were manifest. Now is perception open to the truth. Now is forgiveness seen as justified.
Forgiveness is the home of miracles. The eyes of Christ deliver them to all they look upon in mercy and in love. Perception stands corrected in His sight, and what was meant to curse has come to bless. Each lily of forgiveness offers all the world the silent miracle of love, and each is laid before the Word of God upon the universal altar to Creator and creation, in the light of perfect purity and endless peace.
The miracle is taken first on faith, because to ask for it implies the mind has been made ready to conceive of what it cannot see and does not understand. Yet faith will bring its witnesses to show that what it rested on is really there, and thus the miracle will justify your faith in it and show it rested on a world more real than what you saw before, a world redeemed from what you thought you saw.
Miracles fall like drops of healing rain from heaven on a dry and dusty world where starved and thirsty creatures come to die. Now they have water. Now the world is green, and everywhere the signs of life spring up, to show that what is born can never die, for what has life has immortality. What is a miracle?
Lesson 346. Today the peace of God envelops me, and I forget all things except His love. Father, I wake today with miracles correcting my perception of all things. And so begins a day I share with You, as I will share eternity, for time has stepped aside today. I do not seek the things of time, and so I will not look upon them. What I seek today transcends all laws of time and things perceived in time. I would forget all things except Your love. I would abide in You and know no laws except Your law of love. And I would find the peace which You created for Your Son, forgetting all the foolish toys I made, as I behold Your glory and my own.
And when the evening comes today, we will remember nothing but the peace of God. For we will learn today that peace is ours when we forget all things except His love. I want to read that one more time. For we will learn today that peace is ours when we forget all things except His love. The reason I wanted to read that is because we can get so caught up in the ego thought system world that we listen to in the news, or someone's gossiping about at work, or thoughts in our heads that are just coming from fear. And those things can just take over. And then all we see is just yuck. And we're yucking God's yum, is what we are. I mean, we are.
I I've never put it that way, but yes.
We're yucky.
I've never heard it like that, but we yuck God's yum all the time.
We yuck God's yum all the time. So today, what piece?
I have to write that in my book. Don't yuck God's yum.
Yeah. So I'm highlighting this as we speak. Today, what peace is ours when we forget all things except his love? Because that's what we do. I mean, I find myself, you know, if I get up and I just, you know, do all my nice morning practices and I try to be very intentional about how I start my day. And when I do that, my day goes really well. But when I start my day and I check the news or I get, you know, get my mind going on things there where it's not helpful for me at all to go, then I just give away that peace. I give away that peace and I don't do it to the extent that I used to, but I still do this, you know, I yuck God's yum a lot.
And this will be the perfect plug actually for next year when we do the text, because this is when we have in chapter 30, we have the rules for decision. The first one is decide what kind of day you want to have.
Before your feet even hit the floor.
Before your feet even hit the floor, you're right. So we open our little peepers, you know, oh, the alarm goes off. We pick up our phones or we turn off our alarm clock, whichever one you have. I have my phone. You don't look at your email. You don't check the news. You don't get out of bed before you even say, oh, another day. Ugh. Before you do any of that, you decide, what kind of day do I want to have? And there's only two answers to that, two potential answers. Do I want a day of love or do I want a day of fear? Another form of that is, do I want a day of love or do I want a day of ego? Those are the only two choices we have. Mm-hmm. And I will tell everyone, it does make a difference.
When you start your day like that?
When you start your day like that, it does make a difference.
So how many days out of seven do you start your day like that?
How many days out of seven? At least every workday.
Oh, 5 days out of seven?
Yes.
Mm.
And even if I don't do it right when I wake up, I will set my intention sometime the other 2 days.
During more of the early, towards the beginning of the day?
To me, if it's not by noon, it's too late. I'm sure you could set an intention sometime then.
Oh, yeah. You can.
At any time, really. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's kind of like you. I only like to start A Course in Miracles on January 1st. For me, if it's past noon, I can't set an intention for the day anymore.
Oh.
Maybe that's more an idiosyncrasy of mine. Mm-hmm. But having that, decide what kind of day you want to have. Mm. How do you want to spend your day, in love or ego? Mm. Makes all the difference in the world, because if we are coming and approaching the day from, today the peace of God envelops me and I forget all things except his love. And then the last line, that's our central idea. For we will learn today what peace is ours when we forget all things except his love. Kind of same thing, a little different. But if we start our day like that, we make different choices. We respond differently.
We do. Today, what peace is ours when we forget all things except his love. Yeah. So that's like setting the intention to just concentrate on who we truly are.
Yeah. I'm actually like a spring out of bed kind of person.
Somehow I thought that.
You did, huh?
I haven't seen you spring out of bed for many, many years now, but yeah, I could see you being a spring out of bed person.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like literally, yeah, boing. but it's setting that intention that I'm excited for my day.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I wanted to share something, and then I have a few things I wanted to share with the first paragraph of what is the miracle. You know, yesterday I was practicing lesson 345. I offer only miracles today, for I would have them be returned to me. And we have the prayer. And then it caught my eye. And it didn't catch my eye while we were discussing it, you know. Paragraph 2, it says, peace to all seeking hearts today. The light has come to offer miracles to bless the tired world. It will find rest today, for we will offer what we have received. So I just was struck by that is, you know, it's really a gift to start remembering who you truly are. It's really a gift to say, what do you want me to do? Where do you want me to go? What do you want me to say and to whom? It's a gift to say, show me who I truly am. It's a gift to say, I'm really ready to let all of these stories that I've told myself about myself and other people go. And I want to understand who I am and what are the blocks to the awareness of love's presence. All this journey of A Course in Miracles is such a gift. And peace to all seeking hearts today. When I read that, I just thought, I have been a seeking heart, I feel like, since I was like 5. But I was so weighed down with thinking I was so sinful. I was so weighed down by, yes, I asked Jesus into my heart, but did I really? Was it good enough? Because I still felt kind of crappy. Or really crappy on some occasions. But just to have this, it's like a blessing, you know, peace. You're a seeking heart. And you can find peace. And you can really come to recognize you are only love. You're perfect, you're whole, you're complete, and you don't have to listen to what other people say about you. You don't have to think about what people have said about you in the past, what they're saying about you now. You can just let all that go and know you're loved. That you're lovable and you're loving. Period. It was such a gift to me yesterday, lesson 345. I just wanted to share that because maybe, you know, our listeners, it passed them by too. I can't even remember which one of us read it yesterday, but I will say that I didn't even see it until later on in the day.
That didn't really stand out to me yesterday, but I guess I'll just say I didn't really see that either.
Yeah, no.
To me, this really speaks to this, the idea that's found in A Course in Miracles of, we have to have a little willingness. See, seeking heart doesn't mean, you know, what we might think it means.
You don't have to pretend you know it all.
Yeah. You don't even have to do A Course in Miracles every day to be a seeking heart.
You don't have to do A Course in Miracles, period, to be a seeking heart.
Right. Exactly.
I mean,
you know,
you can be seeking in other ways. You don't have to be a Course in Miracles student.
Well, even if it's not A Course in Miracles, it doesn't have to be, oh, you have this daily practice, daily ritual, and if you don't do it every day, you're not a seeking heart.
Oh, yeah, no,
that's more what I was referring to.
Yeah, okay.
So A Course in Miracles speaks of just having a little willingness to see things differently.
Yeah.
Just a little willingness.
To open up your heart to love just a bit.
This is where, in the Bible, to have the faith of a mustard seed. Yeah. Little tiny mustard seed. That's all the willingness we need. If you got that much willingness, you get to call yourself a seeking heart.
Thank you for that. What I wanted to bring up, because we kind of are like probably on our way to paragraph 3 now, but we didn't call to this attention. So on paragraph 1, so the miracle undoes error. This is sentence 4. Of paragraph 1, the miracle undoes error, but does not attempt to go beyond perception, nor exceed the function of forgiveness. So the function of forgiveness is for us to really see ourselves as who we truly are. All forgiveness is self-forgiveness, to see God is but love, and therefore so are you. So then the perception part here is that the goal of A Course in Miracles is the expression of love that leads from error to truth, an error in perception to truth, from wrong-mindedness to right-mindedness. Then it says, thus it stays within time's limits. And that's important because it's an important course concept. Because we think that this world we see is all there is. You know, this is so like, this is, you know, this is all we got. And the Course says, no, actually, there's so much more beyond this world. Yet it paves the way for the return of timelessness and love's awakening, for fear must slip away under the gentle remedy it gives. So when we think of the Son of God, us, we as a collective had a tiny mad idea. What would it be like to be separate from love? Because all there was love. Eternal spirit, nothing physical, just eternal spirit. And the extension of love said, what would it be like to be separate from love? And that's when time and space began. There's not anyone, I don't believe, maybe there's somebody, I don't know. But most of us don't know exactly what that means. You know, what is it like to be nothing physical? But that's what the Course teaches, right? And what's hopeful about that for me is that return to timelessness and love's awakening, my heart kind of sings when I read that. We've been reading this so many days and we haven't talked about it, is because we, as Marianne Williamson's book that was so helpful for me when I first started as a Course student, is we are returning to love and we get to return and we cannot fail in returning. We're not stuck here. Because we can start feeling stuck here, right? And so the devastation that we see especially when we're coming from the ego thought system, is just like, it can be overwhelming. And for us to say, actually, we're on our journey home. We're on a goal. We're on a journey without distance to a goal that's never changed. And that goal is the return of timelessness and love's awakening. And I just want to say one more time, we cannot fail. Mm-hmm. So whether you're a Course student or your journey has led you somewhere else, we're all on our journey home. Even on the days when it just like, from our perspective, it doesn't look like it. We are all on our journeys home. And that's important for me, because then we get to the second paragraph is, a miracle contains the gift of grace, for it is given and received as one, and thus it illustrates the law of truth the world does not obey, because it fails entirely to understand its ways. Like, when we're coming from the ego thought system, we cannot understand the Holy Spirit thought system. Mm-hmm. We cannot. But now the Holy Spirit thought system can come into the ego thought system and start awakening it. And that's what's happening when, as a Course in Miracles student, a miracle inverts perception, which was upside down. We thought we were just walking on our hands, and we just thought that was what we're supposed to be doing. Like you shared the other day, I'll never forget that. And when you're walking on your hands, the distortions are a little strange. Mm-hmm. So that was so helpful. Now is perception open to the truth. Now is forgiveness seen as justified. So then paragraph 3, forgiveness is the home of miracles. When we really start to see ourselves as who we truly are, all forgiveness is self-forgiveness. That's then when we can open ourselves to love. And it's so important that, you know, we realize that we can choose again. We can live differently, and we can come from the Holy Spirit thought system and not the ego thought system. And the Holy Spirit thought system isn't reserved for special folks. That's the journey we're all headed on, that we're going to be coming from the ego thought system.
It's for everyone.
Seek only love, for that is what you are. Seek only love, for that is what you are. So that's it for today. What is a miracle?
And lesson 346, today the peace of God envelops me and I forget all things except his love.
Have a wonderful day.
See you tomorrow.